My name is Cheyenne Hall. I am 15 years old.
My name is Julian Rao. I'm 12 years old.
We interviewed Miss Pumpkin on May 14th, 2015.
I am Marlene Murphy, known better as Pumpkin or Miss Pumpkin, depends on who's calling. My aunt named me Pumpkin the first time she saw me in a nursery. She said to my mother, which was her sister, she's got a head as big as a pumpkin. And it was Pumpkin from then on. I wouldn't trade that name for nothing in the world. I was born and raised here in Homestead all my life. It's a transition of people now, where it used to be my mother's mother was born here. My mother was born and raised here. My child was born here. And it was just such a family-oriented community that everybody in the community knew you. So you didn't have the opportunity to get in a lot of trouble because anybody on the street could say, I know your mother. And if you get in trouble through a neighbor telling your mom you've been bad, you are really in trouble. One of the big changes was steel mills closing. I happened to work in one of the steel mills. Back in the early 70s when they opened the doors to women, I was one of the first 10 women that came into male's position, where I actually loaded steel beams on the trucks, directing the chain on how to loop around that big piece of steel. They called you hookers. When the mills closed, the economy in the community just evaporated. The steel mills fed a lot of things in this community. They donated lots of their money to education in the schools, so we didn't have to go scrapping and asking for grants and things. The biggest change, other than that, people were starting to lose their homes rather than buy a home. People were starting to line up for food banks rather than go shopping with their own free money. It was just a tough time here in Homestead for the people. Back in 1983 or 84, the Rainbow Kitchen was located on the corner of 8th Avenue and Amity Street. And it was around the time they were trying to put breakfast programs into the school. I was one of those pioneers. We had gone to the school district here and asked them to put a breakfast program in, and they wouldn't do it. They told us we had to run the program for 6 months on our own in order to get the breakfast program started. By Rainbow Kitchen launching that program, we were able to, 6 months later, put it into the schools. Now all schools offer breakfast program. And I worked a full-time job, but I went to the Rainbow Kitchen from 6 to 7 in order to fix breakfast for the kids and then get on a bus and go to work. The Rainbow Kitchen is an unemployment center and a food pantry. We also offer social services, food assistance, whatever you need, we try and accommodate. I had retired and I found that I didn't have anything to do after I got through spending up all my money. So I thought, let me go volunteer. I'd always participated in volunteering in my community. I get a call from a friend of mine. She said, well, I need you to come down and volunteer for me. I'm short today. And I've been here ever since. It humbles me daily to come in and know that when I left home, my gas was on, my water was on, my electricity was on, and then you come here and work with people that are not that blessed. So it humbles me to where I appreciate what I have, but it also makes me work harder in trying to find help for others. Stay in school, young people. Get an education. You do not have to stop at a master's degree or a bachelor's degree. Let's shoot for that doctoral now. The doctorals today opens a lot of doors for you young people. And I would just like to see young people excel and suck education up like you do a sponge in water. Take every opportunity that's available. And there's so many. You can pick the apple off the tree if you want. If not, you could take a pear. But you have a choice to either be a productive citizen in community or be the rear end of something bad. You don't have to be bad. You could be outstanding.